just a little bit. But first, we're going to be talking with John Densmore of The Doors, the drummer, the guy who's there through it all. I cannot wait for this conversation. We'll be doing that here in about 3 or 4 minutes. One thing to mention, the Domino Tournament, that's at our Blackjack Recreation Center on Bagram. And that is going to be tonight, 7 o'clock. They do have some certain rules, so make sure you start early. Get on over there, you know, about 6:30 or whatnot, and get ready for Dominoes. Again, that is their tournament tonight at 7 o'clock. We're focusing on California today, if you hadn't gotten that already. How about these guys? War. It is 12:46. John Densmore is up next. Freedom Radio, you're in the cavern, and right now we have a special guest for you. We're talking with drummer, writer, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and original band member of The Doors, John Densmore. John, this is such a pleasure. Thank you for being in the cavern, and I want to start with the band's formation. If you could, tell us how The Doors came to be.
Yeah, Robbie Krieger, who became the guitar player in The Doors, was a longtime friend of mine, and we had a band called the Psychedelic Rangers. And we went to a meditation class, and that's where we met Ray. And Jim didn't go to the meditation class, but he was a friend of Ray's, and Ray said, you know, I got this guy who's never sung before, but he has great lyrics, and why don't you come to a rehearsal? And we did. Actually, there was Ray's brother on guitar. Robbie didn't come, and then Ray's brother quit, and so I brought Robbie, and The Doors were complete.
And John, tell us about not having a bassist. That's always fascinated me about The Doors. How did it come about that you all would roll without that instrument?
Yeah, we auditioned a couple of bass players. Actually, one was a girl, which was way ahead of the times, before the Go-Go's. And we kind of noticed that it made us sound like every sort of blues band, like the Rolling Stones or whatever. And then we discovered this piano bass, which was in some records shop or musical instrument shop. And so we decided that we would use that. Ray would play that with his left hand and play the organ with his right hand. And we wouldn't need a bass player. And that left more room for me to kind of have a conversation with Jim rhythmically. So I was quite pleased with that. I would say that in the recording studio, this was before computers and synthesizers, we did have a bass player, you know, a electric bass player overdub Ray's left-hand parts because the sound needed a little more punch from a string rather than a keyboard. But it was before synthesizers.
Well, again, we're talking with John Densmore. I cannot believe it. The drummer of the Doors. This is so fantastic. We're going to hear a song from their first album, self-titled album, and we're going to come back and talk more with John, talk about some of his memories, also his book, Riders on the Storm. But right now, here's 20th Century Fox on Freedom Radio. Well, she's back. Freedom Radio. That's The Doors right there from their debut album in 1967 on Side One, 20th Century Fox. Well, let's go ahead and continue our conversation with drummer, writer, and a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, John Densmore. John, again, I want to thank you, man, for sitting down with us. And, you know, looking back on The Doors, I know you had a lot of drama that you were forced to go through, but what are your fondest memories of being in such an amazing band?
That's a big question. Well, I mean, I guess what warms my heart is it was four guys in a garage trying to get somewhere. And I would say the period where we made the transition from clubs to maybe second bill in small concert halls was the most exciting time because it was like this work we did for a year and a half in the garage was going to take off, that the train was leaving the station. And that was just unbelievable that we might, you know, make a living at this. And certainly the giant concerts where everyone is screaming was fun, but really just sensing that the band was going to take off in the early days was really the most exciting thing.
Fantastic. Thanks for sharing some of those days with the Doors. I really was curious about some of those things. And as I mentioned before, since the band went ahead and dispersed or whatnot, you've done a lot of stuff. I was actually quite amazed. I followed your all's career because I was a fan as a kid, so I was always curious about what happened to you all afterwards. But I didn't know that you had written an autobiography in 1990. Was that experience therapeutic for you, John, or was it just a cool experience? And what was that like, writing a book?
Oh, boy, that's a really good question. Yeah, Riders on the Storm, my autobiography, was definitely therapeutic. it took me about 10 years to write, and, I was struggling with... I was in a band with an incredibly creative lead singer who was destroying himself, and that was a difficult cross to bear. I loved Jim for his creativity and hated him for his self-destruction. Although, eventually, later, I realized after he died that he was an alcoholic and he had a disease, Back then, we didn't have substance abuse clinics. We didn't know what was going on as far as addiction. And so that was a struggle through that book. But extremely proud of our songs. Seem to turn on each new generation.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about your all's music, but I have to agree, John. I want to say that it's because you don't always have a basis, but it's so much more than that.
Well,
I'll
tell you what it is. It's the drumming. No.
There you go. That was what I was going to say next. Hey, so in that book, I just have one question about Jim, or basically about you all. You shared your thoughts about visiting the grave there in Paris. I've also been there before. My stepdad and I went there.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, it was actually, I felt like I was in a city. It was quite difficult to get around in there, but can you share with the listeners who haven't read your book what that experience was like, if you don't mind?
Well, I've been to Jim's gravesite several times. The first time was my tear ducts were working overtime. It's a gravesite with all sorts of famous European artists being buried there. Victor Hugo, all the greatest artists in Europe. So that's a really wonderful place for Jim to be. The second time I went there, there was a lot of fans around the gravesite, so I kind of couldn't get too close. And it was sort of like Woodstock in a graveyard or something.
Well, I may have been one of those guys, John. I was so happy to visit that site when I did. And hey, John, let's go ahead and get back to the music. And in just a few moments, we're going to talk about the film The Doors by Oliver Stone and find out what John's involvement was. And we'll touch on what John has been doing lately. But right now, here they are on Freedom Radio. Freedom Radio, that's Strange Days right here in the Cavern from 1967. And we are focusing on The Doors today. They're our gods of rock. And right now, we are talking with John Densmore. We've been on the phone with him for a little bit. I hope you've caught it. He's the drummer, of course, a writer, and also a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. John was there for it all as The Doors took the world by storm. And John, let's go ahead and talk about that film, The Doors by Oliver Stone. You worked as a technical advisor. What was that experience like?
Yeah, Val Kilmer gave me the creeps on the movie set. He was so much like Jim. These actors who transform themselves are pretty amazing. It's sort of like their bodies are the instrument rather than my drums. And Oliver Stone focused on, the self-destructive artist, really. I wished it had been a little bit more about the 60s and that struggle, but I was very proud of the movie and very pleased that... I actually published Riders on the Storm right when the movie came out, and Oliver wrote on the back how he liked the book. Let me also say that I have another how should I put it, self-centered memoir in the oven. I've got another book called The Doors Unhinged, about our struggles with keeping the name pure after Jim died, and not allowing our songs to be sold to promote commercials. You know, I don't want to break on through to a new deodorant.
And go ahead and let's talk about life after the Doors. You've been very busy on the stage. You've even wrote some material. And what has that been like, John?
Well, I mean, I did a lot of things after the Doors. I drummed for dance companies, and I did some acting. And the acting got me into writing. I realized I didn't really want to act. I wanted to be a writer. And that whole period really taught me that as an artist, the path is my process, and that's what I do, and that's what feeds me. And don't be so concerned about the end result. In other words, giant audiences like in the Doors. If I'm doing something in front of 10 or 20 people in a small theater, but I feel it's important, then I'm being fed by it, and it doesn't matter that it's small rather than Madison Square Garden. It's my job as an artist just to keep doing the process and don't worry about the results.
Well, John, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to sit here and talk with us. This has been a dream come true for me. It's been a real honor. And again, I want to thank you. And John, there are a lot of troops listening to you right now. And what would you like to say to them as they're away from their families during this holiday season?
I'm very pleased to be talking to all the troops and folks in Afghanistan. I grew up during the Vietnam era, and back then, people didn't realize that I would say that the one lesson we learned from the Vietnam War was that the soldiers, we should not have blamed them for any problems with that war, even though maybe it was not the right war to be in. So I'm really down for all the troops, and I'm very pleased to be talking to you guys. And our music was, I think, the number one music listened to during Vietnam. And just to think that we could help you guys get through what you're going through, our music could be healing in that way, pleases me greatly.
Again, we've been talking with John Dinsmore, drummer, writer, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and of course, an original band member for The Doors. John, take care. We appreciate it, man.
All the best to you.
Let's go ahead and get back to the music. It is 1:06. Here's Lover Madly.